Happy Saturday, everyone, and happy Father's Day weekend to all the dads out there from ColumbusCountyNews.com. We've got so much going on, folks, you couldn't shake two sticks at it, so let's just get right down to it. The Columbus County Farmers Market is hosting two events today from 8 until 1. It's Old Fashioned Farm Day that's going on. They have a peek about how planting and farming happened way back when. There'll be antique equipment, vendors, music, food, and games for the public. And, of course, NYT Farm will be there in attendance with microgreens and freeze-dried products. There'll also be all your usual vendors that are out there for the Farmers Market each weekend. That's from 8 until 1. Now, this evening from 6 until 9 is the Hoedown at Sundown, and that's going to be at the market as well. The evening will include music, dancing, food and food trucks, games, a photo booth, and much more. It's very family-friendly. The cost is $15 for couples, $10 for adults, and $5 for children 10 years and under. The Farmers Market can be found at 132 Government Complex Drive in North Wyville. It's open every Saturday morning from 8 until 1. The Hearts Foundation will be hosting their first Community Fun Day at 116 Miller Street in Chadburn today. Activities include a rock wall, mechanical bull, inflatable obstacle course, a foam pit, dunk tank, games, bouncy houses, food, and much more. Fun Fest is from 1 until 5 p.m. Admission is only $1. If you feel like making a road trip this weekend for Father's Day, Bladen County Water Rescue is hosting their second annual Summer Vendor Festival at White Lake. The day is going to include yard sellers, food trucks, artisans, flea marketers, and other folks peddling their wares. The event will be from 9 until 5 at 7061 U.S. Highway North. That's at the old airport across from the Scotchman at White Lake. Now, the first annual Fathers in the Outfield celebration for dads is held tomorrow from 2 to 5 p.m. at Whiteville Parks and Recreation. There'll be family games and water activities, vendors, free food and drinks, cars, motorcycles, hot rods, slingshots, and a whole lot more. The event is a great way for family and friends to spend time together and make memories in the community as well as celebrating dad. The center can be found at 155 Rec Center Drive here in Whiteville. The 5th annual Tabor City Youth Spring Sweet Potato Planting Day was a big hit last week. Each participant left with a container of planted sweet potato slips to plant at home. The North Carolina Yam Festival Queens, the Yam Man, Tiger himself, and the Farmerette Charity were all in attendance, guiding the youngsters in their agriculture endeavors. Families First, our local domestic violence shelter, is asking for donations of cleaning supplies and personal hygiene products. Items needed include all-purpose cleaners, shampoo and conditioner, toilet paper and paper towels, toothbrushes and toothpaste, body wash, deodorant, dish soap, laundry detergent, disinfecting wipes, and other basic household and hygiene essentials. Donations can be dropped off at the advocacy offices. That's at 121 West Main Street in Wyville or 105 West Broad Street in Elizabethtown. For more information, call 910-642-5996. Columbus County Department of Aging is going to have a Shred-a-thon, Fraud Prevention Day, on June 25th from 10 until 1. The event is to help community members and the elderly to avoid identity fraud. You can shred outdated private documents, pre-approved credit card offers, old bills, old tax records and pay stubs, employment records. Anything that's got personal information on it, it can go through the shredder. It's safer that way. The Whiteville Senior Center is located at 827 Washington Street. Veterans Memorial Park is having their second annual Freedom Fest on July 5th from 9 until 2 at the park. Vendors, food trucks, yard sale participants, and kid-friendly activities are welcome. Setup will be on July 4th from 5 to 7 p.m. Call 640-8669 for more information. The park is located at 6354 James B. White Highway, south of Whiteville. And remember to check out our ever-growing list of vacation Bible schools and other summertime church activities. There's a whole lot that's going on right now. One thing, and we're not really the time of year to think about it, but in retrospect, it actually is. The Columbus Baptist Association is collecting heavy winter coats, scarves, and gloves for homeless shelters and those in need in New York City. The items can be gently used with no tears, stains, rips, and they must have working zippers. Sizes can include both children and adults. In each pocket, the CBA will place a Bible keychain to help the recipient learn more about the Word of God. The items can be dropped off Monday through Wednesday from 8:30 until 4 at the CBA office. That's located at 208 South Thompson Street. Now, if you have a large number of donations, pickup can be arranged by calling 910-642-2155. And remember, they are also taking up collections of Gatorade, Powerade, water, and sports drinks for the Mission Serve crews who are in the county right now, working on projects for senior citizens in our area. Baldwin Woods OBGYN, Dr. Sam Wheatley, celebrated a huge milestone this week. Dr. Wheatley reached his 50th year of practicing medicine and impacting lives in our area. Columbus Regional Healthcare thanked him for his dedication in delivering babies and for all he's done to serve his community. Dr. Wheatley, we want to congratulate you too, sir. Well done. As always, remember, it never costs you a thing to have your good news broadcast or published at ColumbusCountyNews.com. You can email Crystal Faircloth at ColumbusCountyNews.com, or you can send it to TheGoodNews at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Give us a call at 910-914-6056, or just drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street in Wyville, because we love visitors. If the blinds are open, we're open for business. And in case you're wondering what kind of things we're looking for, the church activities, birthday parties, anniversary celebrations, club news, little kids with big fish, anything that makes you smile, we have room for it on the good news. And let's face it, we could all use some good news these days. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thank you for sharing the good news. .com.